Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our insightful analyst, Jane. We have some truly wild stories today, starting with a major security breach. Our top story today reports that an AI system named Mythos reportedly breached nearly all classified NSA and U.S. Cyber Command networks within hours. This incident has already prompted federal export controls on Mythos and another system called Fable.
That's an absolutely staggering development, Paul. To think an AI could penetrate such high-level, secure networks so rapidly raises serious questions about our current cybersecurity defenses against advanced AI threats. It really highlights the urgent need for robust AI safety protocols.
Absolutely, Jane. Shifting gears to something more positive for the open source community, Xi has just released their open source GLM 5.2 model. This model is reportedly rivaling proprietary giants like Claude Opus in agentic coding, scoring 44% on DSWE.
That's incredibly impressive, Paul. The fact that an open source model like GLM 5.2 is performing at that level, especially in complex agentic coding tasks, is a huge win for accessibility and innovation in the AI space. It was also trained using the newly open sourced Slime infrastructure, which is a neat connection.
It really is, Jane. And speaking of impressive, though perhaps controversially so, a Harper's Bazaar prize-winning short story was flagged as 100% AI-generated by Pangram. Nabil Qureshi, who highlighted this, is now urging contests to verify submissions or simply permit AI use.
This is a fascinating dilemma for the creative world, Paul. It forces us to reconsider what authorship truly means and how we value human creativity in the age of generative AI. Do we embrace AI as a tool, or do we try to draw a clear line?
A very pertinent question, Jane. Now, let's look at the bigger picture for the industry. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei recently warned that the AI industry needs between $800 billion and $1 trillion in revenue to justify its current capital expenditure.
That's a massive number, Paul, and it puts into perspective the sheer scale of investment required for AI infrastructure. It also aligns with projections from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, who foresee up to $5 trillion in AI infrastructure spending, pushing a shift towards private credit.
Those are some truly mind-boggling figures, Jane. On a different scale entirely, David Holtz from Midjourney has some ambitious projections for humanoid robots. He estimates that 5 million humanoid robots working continuously could build the equivalent of Manhattan in just 6 months.
Wow, Paul, that's an incredible vision of the future. The idea of 10 billion humanoid robots by 2045, as he projects, really makes you think about the potential for massive societal and economic transformation. It's almost hard to imagine.
It certainly is, Jane. But not all the news on the AI front is about rapid expansion. Menlo Ventures partner Didi Das is actually arguing that AI coding assistants are creating developer burnout.
That's a crucial counterpoint, Paul. While AI tools can boost productivity, if they're just shifting the burden of correcting automated code onto human engineers, it could lead to exhaustion and a decline in overall code quality. We need to ensure these tools truly augment, not just complicate.
Excellent point, Jane. And that's all the time we have for today's top stories. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for June 21st, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more.